Grüezi, ich hasse Patricia Freiberg and Dossi's The Swiss Misses Show. Our family, including my husband and my two boys, moved from Southern California to Luzern, Switzerland in late summer of 2021. Through this journey, we are crossing borders to new perspectives. On this show, you will learn how to reframe to a growth mindset, how to develop new neural pathways and increase brain plasticity. You will also learn how to lean into your strengths and build resilience through times of transition. As we embark on this voyage zusammen together, I will share the experience of learning a new language, adapting to a new culture, and trying new things. So you're probably wondering, how did I get here? It was March of 2021, more than a year from when the world as we knew it had closed down. My husband asked, "Hey, would you ever consider moving to Switzerland?" Being that we were in California and we hadn't left our house, let alone traveled in what seemed like forever, my response was, "Hell yes, and when can we go?" Instantly, I fantasized about running and twirling through the fields like Julie Andrews and The Sound of Music. The hills are alive with the sound of music. What seemed like a dream soon turned into reality. My husband signed that dotted line at work, and it was time to tell the kids. Since my boys were 16 and 11, which may seem to many of you as this is very brave or absolutely insane to take them from all that they've ever known in California to Luzern, Switzerland for a new school, new culture, new language, new home, and new country. Greg and I began to hash out how and when we will tell them. All right, Greg, I think we should tell them on a Friday so that they have the weekend to really process this. Wait, that might not be enough time. You know, let's wait until spring break and tell them at our favorite vacation spot, Alisal Ranch. Oh, no. We can't do that because, you know, if they're upset, then they'll always remember that place as the place where we ruin their lives. Okay, we will tell them the first day of spring break before we leave for the ranch. It was settled. Now, how will we tell them? Greg, I think we should put together a PowerPoint presentation with images of Switzerland and data points like it's ranked highest on the list of quality of life. Greg says, you know, that's just a little too complicated. I think we just sit down with them and talk to them about what a great opportunity this is for our family. Okay. Well, I will need to bake their favorite cookie cake. You know, the one that they'll only get on birthdays. And I'll put a Swiss flag on it. Now, if they're happy, we will celebrate with cake. And if they're devastated, well, they'll get their favorite dessert. We call the boys down, and they sit at the dining table side by side. Greg and I are huddled in the butler's pantry, whispering back and forth. Okay, wait. Do we tell them and then bring the cake out? No. Just bring the cake out now, and then I will tell them. But, you know, then they'll know. Oh, come on. There is no way that they could read into a Swiss flag on a cake. I mean, they'll just think it's like a Swiss Army knife decoration. Greg goes to sit down. I'm trailing behind him with the cake. Boys, we have some family news to share. Then George blurts out, "We're moving to Switzerland?" Jeffrey squeals with excitement. "Wow," as he rocked back and forth in his chair. "It's cold in Switzerland." Jeffrey was never a fan of the California heat. "Wait, Mom, will I still get to have my own room? And can I bring my computer? And can I get a phone?" George, who remained quiet, then says, "Well, this is really screwing up my life and my plan." Instantly, I regret not presenting him with a PowerPoint presentation. We talk all about the pros of the international school. We Google images of Switzerland and all of the travel that we'll get to do as a family. We ask them each to pick out the first place that they'd like to go. They both landed on Italy and decided on Venice for the pasta and the gondola ride. We also shared how Europe and especially Switzerland, the kids are a little more independent there, so therefore they'll have more independence. Later that evening, George did come around to the idea after talking it out with his friend who was from Switzerland. Then came the logistics. Applying for schools, paperwork, finding a home that would take two boys, two cats, and a Newfoundland. Visas, passport renewals, Hund and Katzen approvals, cultural training, German lessons, more paperwork. Good God, the Swiss love their paperwork. Then came packing for overseas. What will we need to get there by sea? Okay, it takes 3 to 4 months. What furniture will fit in our apartment? What will go in the air shipment? Because those are things that we'll need right away. I got it, like instruments for school and computers. Air, sea. Air, sea. What American products do I need to stock up on and ship? What can't I get there? Or better yet, what can I get in Switzerland? Let's just say now I could open my own Walgreens here and Switzerland. We said goodbye to our town and our community of 15 years. And we said, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye to our country. Now we are in Switzerland, and I look forward to sharing through the lens of change over the next 3 years, zusammen, we discover a new environment, learn a new language, and experience new things. Here are some episodes to look forward to in 2022. Lernen. Entschuldigung. Hund und Katzen. Geschwindigkeit. Recyceln. Schweiz, nicht Schweden. Regeln. Kuhe. Zeit. Weihnachten. Vielen Dank for listening. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis zum nächsten Mal. We want to hear from you. Do you have any questions or topics that you would like to learn? Reach out to me on Instagram at Swiss Mrs. Show or contact me at www.patriciafreiberg.com. Do you think this show is sehr gut? I would love your review. Stay connected with me on Podopolo and download the app today.